The snug in the Sayers Arms afforded the three mercenaries a fine view of the landlady's generous arse, jiggling beneath a threadbare linen skirt. Wobeg smacked his lips, nodded his head in appreciation. Once captain of the Brookbane elite, he would recount his exploits to anybody within earshot, if they sat still long enough. He wiped his mouth on a stocky forearm, heaved himself forward, elbows on table, chin on back of hands.
So anyways, Brookbane is going fucking crazy, see? The flanks are taking too long, much too long to close in on the damn Nefarian shitswillers, so he's losing men quickly.
He drew a diagram in a spill of ale on the tabletop to illustrate.
So now the bastard, I swear you've never seen anything like it, the crazy bastard pulls his personal guard aside and runs at the Nefars, just runs at them. And he starts screaming like a fucking lunatic. You fucking dog fuckers, you fucking shit-eating fucks. That huge black axe of his took down a good 10 of them with just one fucking blow. No shitting you. And they just started to fall apart around him. It was this black whirling death. They couldn't even get close.
Wobeg reached for his long ale thoughtfully, sank a throatful of the bitter liquid.
What got me, though, what I really couldn't believe if I hadn't seen it, witnessed it with these eyes, was what Brookbane, big fuck, did next. He just stopped, didn't he? Stopped dead and stared at them. And you know what? The stupid, crap-eating bastards just stopped and stared back. They didn't know what the fuck to do. Brookbane, cool as you like, reached up and pulled off his helmet. Handsome fucker he was, grinned like a crescent moon. Give you a fair chance, he shouts, you dog-shagging monger fuckers. And then he rushes at them again. And this time he takes 20, 30 of them. And we've, you know, after seeing that, we've all got our helmets off. And we're all going crazy too. We've all gone fucking feral, fucking berserk. And that's when, finally, the flanks closed in and finished the fuckers off. Shame is, you know, that if he hadn't taken off his damn helmet.
Remorse flitted across Wobeg's wide face like a shadow.
Well, you know the rest.
He drained his glass.
I assume, Tunny Maltubberly, that the next round is yours.
I believe, old mate, you're correct in that assumption. Same again, chaps.
Tunny, rotund face barely visible behind black locks, that vast beard, rose unsteadily and weaved a passage to the bar, leaving Wobeg and the Ornish giant alone. Pelek had been studying Wobeg throughout the evening, looking for signs that he was the right man. He sensed in him something not quite whole, an absence, but otherwise, nothing. Pelek had expected to know immediately if Wobeg was an ether worker, a warlock, wielder of magics, a power capable of turning events so that Arthan and this whole perception of reality might have a future. Pelek was distraught to find Wobeg such a disappointment, but he buried his feelings deep.
It must be so, he thought. It must be he.